This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On and today we're speaking about multiple sclerosis, and we are speaking with Mrs. Khosane, joining us live right here on the Hlanganani Midday Show, coming from the Department of Biomedical Sciences, North Campus. She's joining me right now, so I'm going to do the honors and welcome her on the Hlanganani Midday Show. Mrs. Khosane, welcome on MUT Radio.
Thank you for having me. Ngiyabingelela kuwena nabalaleli be MUT Radio.
Thank you. Maybe we'll just get into it because of time, because maybe there are a lot of people confused just as me when we're speaking about multiple sclerosis. What are we speaking about?
Absolutely. Even the name itself doesn't suggest anything, yes. You know. So basically, multiple sclerosis. Why did I choose this topic for today? It's because according to National Department of Health calendar, we are raising awareness about the condition. So it is actually a condition that is related to the immune system attacking the central nervous system, specifically the nerves that send electrical impulses from the brain traveling through the spinal cord, then towards the entire body. So basically, the body would receive signals straight from the brain, right, through these nerve impulses. So they actually have a layer called the myelin. So when that myelin is damaged or gets attacked by the immune system, it is actually an autoimmune disorder whereby the immune system recognizes part of the body as foreign.
Yeah. Hey, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So maybe I want us to know, maybe because I don't know, when I did my research, there were similarities or the way funnies are with epilepsy and also Parkinson's disease. Maybe what is the difference between all of those?
Okay, okonye, you know, there are different causes. They cannot be traced in terms of contributing factors. That is why they look at different things like, maybe some infections that relate directly to a specific condition, or they even do genetic studies. For example, multiple sclerosis, it is essentially associated with a virus called the Epstein-Barr virus, okay, of which that sort of infection, there is a targeting of ama B cells. Ama B cells, they have this tendency of invading the central nervous system. So by doing that, immune system iyazama ukuthi isuse yonke le damage lekhona. But by doing that, kuba nalo mistake ukuthi it will by mistake target now these myelin.
Now it's a lot, but also I want to know, maybe if we look at because there are some signs that might show for maybe doctors to identify you as having this condition. Maybe what are those early signs that people should look to or look at?
Okay, so it will affect your vision, your lack of coordination. And obviously, because these impulses, they come from the brain, right, throughout the body. The body must perform this function. So now you are unable to perform like your normal function. Like, your normal function, it becomes affected. So, maybe there's like trembling, like the full examination.
So is this accessible like in normal hospitals, or there are specific hospitals where you can actually go there and actually be diagnosed?
Okay, so vele uma ngabe kukhona ongahambi kahle, visit your nearest clinic.
Yes.
La bezokwenza khona i-assessment. And obviously, if these symptoms are suggestive of these neurological disorders, bazokurefer kusibhedlela.
Nice. Now, is there maybe how long does it typically take for someone maybe to receive the correct diagnosis? Let's say you see the signs, now you go and visit the doctor. But now, how long does it take for you to actually find out about this diagnosis?
Okay, so yeah, nge examination nokuthi iyahluka kumuntu nomuntu ngoba kuqala ngokuthi immune system ibe hyperactive, so it is a long process. Iloko iqala kancane iyakaffecta, and the more ilokhane itargeta lama layers, obviously kuba khona le inflammation le khona. That is why ama symptoms ayahluka ngokuhluka kubantu. Kodwa they do a physical exam, they also take some samples bawayise imali, khona amagazi athathwayo, kuthathwa ne-cerebral spinal fluid to exclude other diseases. Right, bese sebe check and now you get a physical exam, and then also some physiotherapy. There's a lot that takes place, but it is diagnosable.
Maybe now, if we look at the challenges, because we spoke about maybe the early signs also being challenges, as nowadays, like loss of vision and also you trembling. Maybe what are now some maybe non-medical challenges that you may face, that say at work or maybe also in your daily life routine?
Ngingasho ngithi ake ngenze umzekelo njengasemsebenzini, right? So emsebenzini, obviously you must have that proper vision. Even ngisho udriver kufanele kube ukuthi uyakwazi ukubona. Uma ngabe ungasakwazi ukubona, ngithi obviously uzovakashela udokotela wamehlo, naye kune-assessment ayenzayo. Uma ngabe bona ukuthi this is beyond just ukubona, it is actually secondary to a medical condition, uyakwazi ukuthi na udokotela wamehlo akubhalele incwadi ukuthi hamba kahlahle uyobona udokotela, a medical doctor, for further examination.
Yeah, but now maybe we're speaking to our students, majority of students, but now I want to know, like, the age, does this affect like anyone at any age, or maybe there's a specific age?
Absolutely. It is mostly common in women.
Oh.
And then looking at age, it affects abantu between the ages of 20 and 40. And uma ngabe uyibheka lento le, between these ages, there's a lot that happens in life, right? Impilo, iyayahephela lapha. So siba ne stress, you know, associated with jolo, you know, food, umsebenzi. There's a lot of changes, you know, that may actually affect. Siba nane stress, ucabanga kakhulu. So yabo yonke leyo nto leyo, such that your immune system now becomes even hyperactive. Like usebenza kakhulu, there's a lot that you need to do, you know, a lot of decisions, siba bazali khona lapho, you know, and then it being mostly common, unfortunately women are complicated.
Yeah, I was about to ask, is there a specific reason why it mostly affects someone best mommy? But now I get you. Yeah. Like you go through a lot of things. Now, are there any awareness campaigns? Because I know you chose to speak about it, and also Yona Nyangale, where we raise awareness. This is one of those platforms, but is there also anything that is done maybe around the world in order to raise awareness about this?
Yes, I believe ukuthi iyenze wakuma public clinics, and also umangabe ucheck anakona kwe website ya National Department of Health, you will actually find some information there. And when you Google it, uzoyithola nje information, it is readily available.
Nice. Now, I'm sure maybe when we speak about it, there are also misconceptions. I think with every condition or every disease, if I may put it like that, there are always like misconceptions about it, because especially South Africans, because they don't want to get diagnosed with a lot of things. They don't want to visit hospitals because of certain things that they have been told or they believe in. But when it comes to multiple sclerosis, maybe what are some of the misconceptions that people have about this condition?
I believe kutsuzothwa uthakathiwe, because manje ubuka dukazi ukuhamba kahle ububona, you know, you were active, and then all of the sudden kuba khona lawo ma changes. Even ngisho stroke itself bacabanga ukuthi umuntu ushawe ngohlangothi, you know, of which it is a medical condition, yeah, well, but yes, we cannot exclude ukuthi abantu bacabanga ini. So yeah, that is why we have to consistently educate people about such conditions.
Yeah, and I think it's why it's very important for you to go to hospital and get diagnosed, because all of these like early signs could be also implicated with other diseases, because it could be something else. Blurry vision could be something else. So I think it's very important for you to go to hospital.
Absolutely.
And also get the proper diagnosis. Maybe just before I let you go, maybe what is that one thing you want every student that is listening currently right now to remember about multiple sclerosis? Maybe just final words.
Okay. Ekufanele ukuthi nje bakwazi ngaye multiple sclerosis ukuthi uma ngabe kukhona ushintsho olwenzakalayo emzimbeni wakhe, attend to it. And then mawubona ukuthi you are under duress, kukhona student counseling, visit those platforms. Uma ngabe ubona nje ukuthi kukhona into like awusakwazi ukulala kahle, kukhona mhlawumbe into esikstressayo, awusakwazi ukuthi you know you had a routine, then manje akusenzeki izinto obukade ukhona ukuthi uzenze before. Awusakwazi, maybe you know there's an underlying condition, you know, or something like multiple sclerosis is starting. Hamba uyo visitor ngabe iclinic noma mabona ukuthi khona stress mhlambe esik affectayo, go for student counseling. Kungaze kuze kube ku developer bona o multiple sclerosis ngoba phela bayawathatha ama chance.
Yeah. And mostly ban miss mom. Yay. In most cases. Just put it like this. But thank you very much, Mrs. Khosana, for joining us on MUT Radio. We really appreciate it.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokuba nami.
Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.